Daydream Believers with L&L. But we have a guest today because L decided to leave me and went overseas. Welcome to my husband, George.
Hi. Already on a terrible start. Yeah. Already a terrible start.
No, I think you're doing a really good job so far. Thank you. Really good job. So, yeah, like I said, Elle decided to have the time of her life overseas. Bless her. I'm hoping she's having a great time. So all the episodes that you've heard lately have all been pre-recorded. So it's been a while since I've recorded. I feel like I'm like the Tin Man. I gotta oil the joints.
Oh my God.
What say you?
Let's oil.
So if you didn't catch what I said before, this is my husband, George.
Hey guys.
Hello. To say the name George sounds so foreign to me because I never say George. To you.
No, you don't.
When you're in my presence, I never say George because I only call you babe.
Oi, dumbass.
Hey, you behind the bushes.
So funny.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
What's to say? I'm in my 30s.
Oh.
Okay, it's not a dating profile.
Unless you want it to be.
No, I don't know. What do you want to know? I love music. Which I think goes hand in hand.
Yep.
Because, you know, based on the podcast.
Yeah.
And
it's a music podcast.
And I love mental health.
Do you?
No, I do. I really do. Oh, okay. I really think it's very important.
Oh, I'm glad that you think that.
Yeah. I'm in construction.
Yes.
It's like I'm telling you. I'm looking at you. I'm telling you. You already know what I do.
What?
And yeah, that's it.
Well,
I'm still, how about this? I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do.
Oh, you know what? I love that. It's never too late to turn the tide and figure out what it is you want to do.
I think so.
And you know what, George, if I can call you that, thank you so much for joining me this week. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. Anytime you want me to fill in, anytime Elle goes on a trip, which happens which to be every often. 6 months. I'm happy to fill in.
Thank you. Anytime. I really appreciate it. So it's only going to be a small episode today, just a little bonus episode. It's not going to be no formalities, unfortunately, as much as I love doing formalities.
Give me some of them.
Give me some of them formalities, right? So going to be none of that today. I'm basically just going to ask George some of the questions that we ask our guests, like the songs you have connections to, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to spoil it from now. But first, I thought it would be a cute idea to talk about, like, how we met.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Let it rip.
it's like you're testing me. It's just like you've set up this elaborate plan to be like, let's see if he remembers everything.
This podcast is fake. And I've been doing it for 2 years, pretending I have a podcast with Elle. That way I can see if you remember.
Why do you have glasses on all of a sudden and you're sucking on a pen? Your father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is my boss.
Yeah. Okay, so really funny story. I mean, like, you just told it. My dad was...
Zing.
My dad was George's boss, and my older brother also worked for my dad as well. So my dad was his boss as well. And my older brother, Jono, and George became chums, you know, became friends. Chums.
Chums. It's like chums. Old school New York, yeah, and we're just running down the street. Hey, you want play stickball?
Play stickball. Is that for the Simpsons?
Yeah, everything is. Everything is. Just
poop,
assume it is.
I should have known. Poop ball.
That's anyway. The office.
Anyway, so as I was saying, George and my brother were chums. Basically, Jono would invite George to parties that he had, and I'd be like, hey, how you going? But not for the first how many years, because I don't know if many people know, but we have a little bit of an age gap. It's just under 7 years. So when I first met you, I was like just in my adolescence. So obviously nothing happened there. But then after I turned 18, you know,
you started chatting to me.
We started chatting and it flourished and it was wonderful and it's been beautiful ever since.
I mean, it really has.
Yeah. You know, there was a few hurdles to get through when we first started dating. Like, my dad did not love the idea.
No, he did not.
He was like, no one from work. And I'm like, but Dad, I love him. It was like very typical movie. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I don't think that my dad and I never actually conversated about it together.
It
was always me and my mum. Mum, I love him. And then my mum would be like, come on, it's fine. And then
the thing
very
is
very different to how it is now.
The thing is, because I'd worked with your dad and your brother, they knew me.
Yeah.
And they, you know, if they didn't trust me, then this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
So I'd like to think, regardless of your dad's, you know, objections, he allowed it because he knows me as a person and he knew me as a good boy.
He's a good boy. Yeah, well, that's exactly why he, you know.
In fact, your brother even
he vouched for you. He vouched for you to my dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I didn't know that part. I was going to say the fact that he actually pushed you to start, you know, talking to me online.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Jono was like to me, just tell him that you like him. And I'm like, I can't, Jono. I can't do that.
He's so straightforward, isn't he? That.
And he's like, just tell him. You'll be right. You'll be right. What? No, I cannot. And I proceeded to not tell you, but make it very obvious.
Yeah.
Because then, I wouldn't stop messaging you.
Uh-huh. Exactly, and that's how good relationship starts. Months and months of sending memes.
Simpsons memes.
Simpsons memes.
I would post
YouTube videos from SNL.
Oh my god. Yes, I remember the first time I ever sent you a message. It was a link to a Stefan sketch.
Bill Hader, of course.
Bill Hader on SNL, and I literally sent it to you. Put my phone in a drawer and didn't look at it again for a half an hour.
I know.
Because I couldn't. I just could not deal with the fact that I did that. I couldn't deal.
Well, it turns out that I happen to like pretty much everything that you liked.
Yeah.
Likewise. Unless you just started liking things that I liked. No.
Definitely not. Definitely not. I haven't based my personality on you for the last 10 years.
Just start smoking.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Oh, my God. I used to post literally just scenes from The Simpsons on my Facebook just because I knew you would like it, because I knew you liked The Simpsons.
I
also love The Simpsons, but why did I randomly for like 3 months start posting so much Simpsons content? You know what I mean?
It all makes sense.
It all makes sense now, right? All right. So, what I would really like to know, and I've been so curious about it.
It's George, by the way.
Oh, George, sorry. My apologies. Georgie Poggi, Pudding and Pie. What are three songs that you, as a person, have a personal connection to?
I think you meant four.
What? I said three.
Yeah, I know, but I'm kind of going with four.
Okay, four.
I'll tell you why. I think each song is sort of a different part of my life, a different part of my personality, a different part of, I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
Let's just see. I've just been thinking about these last few days. I haven't really sort of said it out loud, but I just in my mind, this is what I feel.
I wonder if I'm going to learn some, like, whole new thing about you. Like, you've got this other family. This song's from my other wife. My other wife.
Four Village People songs. Please don't laugh at me. No, funny thing is, I know two of them.
What? You know only two songs? Are you serious?
Wait.
In the Navy.
Yeah, I know that one.
YMCA.
Yeah, what's the third one?
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
Oh, no. I need to look that up. But anyway.
All right. I'm going to start with one that sort of, I feel, helped me through, let's say COVID. Helped me through COVID.
Oh, okay.
Not primarily. It was just something that
it helped.
Helped, and I think it also helped earlier on.
Nice.
Okay, it's making no sense, but let me just tell you the song.
It makes sense.
It's called Married Life.
Oh!
By Michael
Giacchino.
Giacchino. Giacchino. I'm not sure. I don't want to, you know, insult him just in case one day he's on. Anyway, that music means a lot to me.
In case you don't know what that song is, I've actually spoken about it on the podcast before. It is the song from Up when you're going through Carl and Ellie's life.
Yep.
You know, all the ups and downs of it. Very sad. Very happy sad.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful movie. I think it's, you know, apart from your main Pixar movies that everyone loves, it's like a really good underrated movie.
I agree. Yep.
And just the music, it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It always takes me to another place. And that place is Disney.
Yeah!
No, because I think every time we went to Disney,
which
was, it's like our happy place, isn't it?
It is our happy place.
Magic Kingdom, as soon as we see the castle walking up and that music starts playing, I feel.
Yeah. And how does it make you feel? What do you feel when you hear it?
It's like warmth.
Nice.
Just warmth. Comfort, safety, and obviously that sort of, I guess, you know, evolved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when our son was born, there's a video of me dancing with him, as a baby. To that song. It's just a really nice song, and I really feel like a personal connection with it.
That's really beautiful. I love it when songs trigger a lot of memories.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can definitely understand you and why that song has, why you have that connection with that song. It's a part of so much of our life. Like we've gone to Disney World so many times together, and we've heard that song pretty much standing in the same spot like 4 different times or 3 different times.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really wonderful. And then being able to share that with our son, even when he was a newborn, he had no idea what music was then. We used to play it while we used to give him milk.
Yeah.
Do you remember we used to play Disney songs to him all the time?
All the time.
Just to help him feel comforted by that kind of music. And then used to get up and dance with him, like literally like little slow dancing. Oh my God, so beautiful.
I want him to, you know, have that same feeling when we go to Disney.
Oh, me
too. You know,
too.
I want him to feel, when he hears that, I want him to think of his childhood.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I love thinking back to my childhood on the good stuff, you know. I love that feeling.
That's a great feeling.
Do you ever think about those kind of feelings? Does that song pull out any kind of childhood memories? Or
not that song, because it was probably wasn't around. Yeah. You know, not probably. It wasn't around when I was very young.
Yeah.
But I know the feeling. Yeah. You know, those early Disney movies, those Disney songs.
See any songs in particular kind of bring out those feelings for you?
I don't know. Maybe some early Little Mermaid. I think, nice. Lion King. Those two. Yeah, let's not get you started on Lion King.
I know.
Am I right?
Right. That's really lovely. That was a very good choice.
Thank you
so much for that. I appreciate it.
My second one.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a bit eager.
Yeah?
Mm.
Is November Rain by Guns N' Roses.
Nice! Nice!
And you know why. Surely you know why.
I can guess why.
Why don't you say why then?
It's a bit awkward. It's not awkward, right?
It's not awkward.
Okay, so basically on our third date, we went to the back seat of the car to make out a little bit.
Gee, I'm getting nervous here.
I know. My face just went all red. No, we ended up kissing. And then the song came on the radio.
Yeah, like that.
And this song came on the radio, and it was just absolute perfection. Could not have been the better song
for that kind of moment. Lyrics have nothing to do with anything.
Lyrics had nothing to do with it. It was just, it set the tone.
It really did.
And it was so good.
Yeah, I think we knew each other's taste in music by then. It just sort of...
Not forgetting that before we actually started dating, we spoke to each other a lot. We were FaceTiming a lot.
Yeah.
We would speak on Snapchat, on Facebook, on all these different apps at the same time. We'd be having different conversations on each one.
LinkedIn?
Yeah, especially LinkedIn. That's the one we were using the most.
I guess you could throw in Mirrors in there by JT.
Oh, yeah?
You know, our wedding is this sort kind of video, like, song.
is this
like an L vibe, L sub, like the okay, L category so of my songs?
Is this like with November Rain, or is this your third song?
No, no, it was kind of, I didn't have it in my list, but I'm right. just thinking about it now. I'm like, maybe.
Well, Mirrors by Justin Timberlake is a very special song
mm.
between us. Like yeah. you said, it is the song that is on our wedding video.
Yeah.
Which is really lovely. It, you know what? You know what was so good about it is that it came out at the time that we started dating.
That's it.
That it was so good.
Yeah. Most of the lyrics most work. I think yeah. some of them are, you know, something about leaving and coming back. That never yeah, happened well, with yeah. us. But yeah, it's like, other than that, it's you know.
It was just really lovely.
It's fitting.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
and we love Justin Timberlake. We've seen him in concert together.
Although people do not love Justin Timberlake at the moment.
No, they don't.
Is that still going on?
I don't know, actually.
Because he's all good with Jessica Biel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're all good. I mean, I only saw pictures.
Jessica Timberlake.
Jessica Timberlake. That sounds wrong.
Yeah.
It's not Jessica Timberlake.
No, it's not. But okay. I just thought because, I don't know. I don't know if, obviously she kept her name.
Hey, for... we're living in the modern age yeah. now. We're living in the modern age.
Justin Biel?
Justin Biel.
Anyway.
Oh, memories. Memories. Like the corners of my mind. Misty watercolored memories.
I don't know the lyric. I'm just going with it.
We were.
Third song, you can guess. Very easy.
Ooh, I don't know anymore.
It's to do with our son again. It's what uh-huh. I sing to him every night.
For bed.
Oh, again, lyrics, only the chorus, because I think the verses have got to do with like relationship and stuff. Yeah, but, you know, just the chorus of All My Life by Casey and JoJo.
Oh, my God. Our longtime listeners will know this song because I have mentioned it a few times. It's been on a few of my lists.
Well, that's good. Ooh. Well, I sing that to him every night.
I know. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, to the point where I think he just expects it.
He can't go to sleep without it.
I think so. And even though he's at it in a phase where it's all, mommy, mommy.
Mommy,
this, mommy, that. I'm like, get over it. She's... You don't know her like I do. No.
Well, okay. Let's be frank here for a second. It's only been mummy, mummy for the past couple months.
All right.
But for the whole time before that, it was daddy. And he would literally look at me and be like, no, mummy. Do you remember that? Do you remember that?
I do, but it's just a hard transition, okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Even though he's in that phase at the moment,
yep.
which I'm pretty sure will be a long phase.
Yes. Feels like it's going to be a long one.
At least into his 30s.
Yeah.
He still wants me to sing it, even yep. though when you try to sing it.
If it's just me at home with him, like during the day while George is at work or something, then yes, he'll let me sing it and he'll let me put him to bed. But if both George and I are home together, I am not allowed to sing it.
No.
But I just hug him and George while George is singing it. And then our son just tells me how cute I look. But yeah, no, it's actually it's a special thing that they have together. And that's something that I've always wanted to just have a song that we sing to him before bed. And I'm so glad that you came up with that song and you have stuck to it. You've really stuck to singing.
Trust me, there's nights where I'm just like,
all my life, I pray for someone like you. God, that I finally found you. All my life.
It's like I'm reading a statement.
No, you're yeah. such a good dad.
Thank you.
He's such a lucky boy to have you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Hey.
No. All right, I got one more.
Okay.
One more is, it's sort of, so...
My eyes are so wide right now because I have no idea what this song would be.
So there was this artist called Right Said Fred. No, not at all. So before I met you, life was just so... No, no. I just thought I'd keep going with those.
Life was a horror story.
But no, of course. Obviously, I knew of the Beatles. I'd listened to a lot of the older songs, but
uh-huh.
I wasn't a huge fan of the Beatles because uh-huh. I hadn't really heard their extended library. With our trips to America, I believe we went and saw... We didn't see the Beatles. We did see Paul McCartney, which was amazing.
Yeah, we did.
But we saw...
Not in America, though.
The Cirque du Soleil Beatles show, which was great.
Yeah,
which was great.
Yeah, we did.
Which I'm pretty sure
we saw that a couple times.
We did. And everyone's like, there are better Cirque du Soleil songs. And we're like, I was like, no. We're seeing the Beatles for the second time.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a song that I'd heard before, but I heard it at the Cirque du Soleil and it really, I don't know, it hit me.
I'm so surprised right now.
You've heard it before. Like, no, you've heard the song. But you've heard me talk about it. It's Blackbird. It's more of a personal song. I heard it and it was just, I don't know, it's not a sad song, but it kind of made me feel a little bit sad.
Yeah, a bit melancholy. A
bit melancholy, that's a good word. It kind of gives me a little bit of inspiration.
Right.
You know, basically to spread my wings, you know, like as in, you know, to do what I want to do. Because I have my, you know, personal issues where I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do with my life and whatnot. And I feel like that song is kind of like a gentle reminder rather than a push.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
That's nicely said.
Thank you. Some people, you know, don't really, you know, go well with people pushing them to do things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Sometimes it's like the gentle reminder. It's like I know it doesn't say take your time in the song, but it's just, it makes you think.
Maybe it's just the gentle nature of the song.
Yeah.
That makes it seem and like
I don't even think it's anything
push.
To do with, you know, doing what you want to do in life, but I feel like that's how I interpret it.
Well, that's the thing about music. It's all up to your own interpretation.
Yeah.
What Paul McCartney was thinking when he wrote that song is very personal to him, and how we as the audience listen to that song is, again, like I said, it all affects us very differently. I know I've seen a lot of people have, you know, Blackbird tattoos with people that have passed away.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another interpretation of it. But I really like where you went with that. But I'm really curious as to what about it makes you feel melancholy. Like, when you think of that song and you think of that feeling, what do you think about?
Well, it doesn't help that the fact that it's sung so sweetly and it's so gentle.
Yeah.
And the music's so simple.
Yeah.
The lyrics, it kind of makes me, you know, one difficult thing is, you know, when you have, you know, your personal issues is sometimes you don't know how to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, you know, when I hear this song, it kind of makes me think about them. So it brings it up, you know, in a way that it's not too full on. Like I said, gives you that kind of little gentle reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I interpret it as a spread your wings, learn to fly. Do you know what I mean? I don't see it as someone passing on. Mm-hmm. And I can understand how some people do.
Yeah.
I think there are other songs that would, you know.
Yes.
Hit me more with that kind of subject.
Yeah.
Cue Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton, as you spoke about recently.
Yes.
Love you, son. But yeah, that's kind of what it does for me. It kind of brings it up a little bit.
Right.
But in a mild way. So the lyrics aren't, you know, do something with your life, idiot.
You idiot. You dumbass.
You dumbass.
You're a bum.
You're a bum.
You're a bum.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like that. I know
exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
So is this a song that you can't listen to often? Like, how often can you handle listening to the song before it maybe becomes too much
for you? I don't know. I don't think it'd be too much for me. I wouldn't go out of my way to play it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to hear songs as they come on.
Right.
Which, you know, that's why I still just listen to the radio sometimes.
Yeah.
Where it's just, you know what, you pick for me. I want to hear what you got. And whether it's a song that I've heard many times and I enjoy, or if it's a song that I haven't heard before or barely heard, it's just like a nice surprise.
I really like that thinking when it comes to the radio. I've never thought of it that way. All I think about is, if there's nothing good on Gold, then I'm putting on my own songs.
Well, there's always, you know, Smooth.
Smooth.
91.5.
I haven't heard that in so long. That was absolutely wonderful. And
thank you.
I want to thank you for being so open and vulnerable with me.
Oh.
And our audience.
Do not tell... I'm talking to the audience now. Do not tell anyone about this.
Or you're dead.
Or you're dead. I wrap you in the Jack Johnson.
All right. I have one more question for you. George, if that's your real name. Your real name's actually Babe, but anyway. So, George.
Yep.
If you could talk to your childhood self, what would you say?
You had pre-warned me about this question.
I did.
And I hadn't thought about it
at all. Yep.
So, this is straight off the bat.
Okay. But sometimes straight off the bat is good.
I think so. Because it's if you're telling the truth, then really, do you have to prepare?
I guess not.
I guess what I would just tell myself is, you know what? Take your time. The good things will come as they had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, there was a lot of, I guess, stress before these good things came.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Are you talking as a kid or as like an adolescent? Well, or even an early adult?
As a kid, you know, it's pretty much every big stage of a kid's life going into adulthood. Don't worry about school. You do the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I'm in construction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't necessarily do bad at school, but I guess, you know, it was more of the stress, I think, got a little bit...
The pressure?
The pressure, the stress got a bit of, you know, to the better of me, and... It's, you know, you'd look back now and you're like, you know, I stressed probably too much for nothing.
Yeah.
No, you know, even if some things don't work out, there's always other ways.
Whereas I don't blame you for thinking that way. I think it's our system that kind of makes us feel that way.
Yeah, I think our education system, as good as it is, you know, when they say they compare it to the rest of the world, it suits one particular style of person, I feel.
Yeah.
And that is a lot of people and good on them, but that's not how I wanted to learn.
Yeah.
You know, I remember at school we would have multiple open university days, but we had no days that were like, you know, let's go to a TAFE or a trade school, you know.
Yeah.
I guess there's that. There's, you know, the pressures of, you know, when you're in adulthood, you worry that you're not going to find the person, you know, you share a connection with, and, you know, obviously you came along in my life and, you know, that was worth waiting for, and do you know what I mean? So it was just, you know, the pressures of having a child, and then our son came along and, you know, that, you know.
He came blazing in.
He came blazing in. He had pistols. He was like, he was like Yosemite Sam when he came out.
Yes.
But yeah, just, pew, pew. I don't know if it's too cheesy, too generic, too basic, but just take your time, good things will come, and I still believe in that, and I still rely on that, because if I don't, then what's it for?
I totally get you. As long as you're still, like how you say now, you still rely on that, as long as you're able to kind of take yourself out of the moment sometimes and kind of reflect on what's happening around you.
I understand. I think I need to do that more.
It's hard to do. And I feel like it's a skill that you need to teach yourself and you need to practice. Like, I don't think that's something that I was able to do, but with certain life experiences that I've had, especially going through postpartum depression, you know what I've been through with that.
I do.
One thing I've learned in therapy and trying to deal with everything is to just kind of take myself out of the scene and realize, you know what, I am such a lucky person to be a mother and to be a wife. So what I encourage you to do, if you'd like, if you want to, if you're comfortable, is to maybe just take yourself out of those moments and think, you know, really look at what's happening around you and find the good things in it.
I would love to do that. I want to learn, I guess, how to do that, because I know that's almost like a skill that not everyone has, and I think my mental journey has, you know, it's been in the planning stage for many years, and I'm ready to take that first step.
Yeah, I think you have come a long way since we first met. I think you've made major strides in how you feel about yourself and how you go about your everyday life. And there's always so much more room for growth, and I can see that you're working towards it. So I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
And I just know that you are made for greatness and you just haven't found it yet. That's all. When it comes to what you want to do out of life, you're already great when it comes to being a husband and being a dad and, you know, that everyday life, that nitty gritty, dirty everyday life that is being a parent. You're already amazing at that.
Thank you.
And I think that when you find something that you want to do, you're going to kill it.
I hope so.
Well, how was that?
That was good.
Yeah, you liked it?
Well, I'd listen to it.
Oh, that's good. As long as you listen to it, it means other people will listen, right? Because if you don't listen, why would anyone else listen?
True.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I guess so.
Like, to your own product is what I'm saying.
Yeah, of course. I'm very grateful
that everyone you had me on the show. Everyone likes their own stench.
You cut me off, why don't you?
Sorry.
Just pouring my heart out here. As I'm saying I'm grateful to be on the show, you just yell out, stench.
What were you saying? So I apologize.
I agree with what you said. Okay. But yes, I was just going to say I'm very grateful to be on the show, and thank you very much.
No, thank you for joining us. I love you. It's like the Grinch. The way he says I love you to Max, he's like, I love you.
It's been a long time. I can't help that. I'll take your word for it. I'm like, yes, I remember. Oh my God, I
love it. We're going to cut it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you so much. I really
appreciate
do.
You. Thank you.
And I mention you in every episode. I hope you know that. My husband this, my husband that, my husband this.
They could be all negative.
Shut up with you. That's what the people are saying.
Shut up with you. Why is everyone from the early American era?
I don't know. All right. Next week, we'll be back to normal, and it's a really exciting episode, actually. And Elle will be back from Europe. It's about freaking time, Elle.
Yep, tell me about it. Unless you guys really liked me for some reason, right in, Elle's out of there. I'm sorry. See, Elle. Go back to Europe.
Yeah, go get. Go. You better go get.
You're going to get, you.
You're going to get. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Like I said, Elle will be back next week, and we have a really awesome episode in store, so keep your eye out for that. Every song that you hear in any episode will be in our Spotify playlist, which I will link in the description. George, thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you next week, guys. Okay, now. Bye-bye. Bye. 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 Bye.